Hello, I have a few reasons to call. I have general questions to ask yourself. Basically, my name is Mr. Simon Cordell, and I would like to find out, I put in two CAD numbers recently on the 16th and the 11th, I believe, in regards to asking Ian Raphael, who's the sergeant for Edmonton Police Station, to call me in respect to his officer's behaviours that he's in charge of. And notes were put down on the CAD and I still haven't received a call back within 24 hours. It's been 3 days now and I've put two CADs in regards to this. So I was just wondering if you could put another CAD in to ask him to call me again, because I've yet still to get his call, and give me that CAD number for that, please.
Is that possible?
Also, I have another question that I'd like to ask. I've been put on bail condition, on conditions for my ASBO. For an ASBO that was illegally put against me, it's forged and put against me. Basically, I'm being held for 8 years in my house on the, 7 years on the ASBO, 2 years in an injunction, and 5 years for the ASBO. That's 7 years. The maximum sentence for this was under the Raves Bill. The maximum sentence that anyone should get is 6 months in prison and a 20 grand fine. But somehow I'm riding 8 years more than what most paedophiles or a murderer would get. I'm quite upset about this, but in my bail conditions, it says that I'm not allowed on no industrial estates, or I'm not allowed to do nothing of this nature. Now, I would like to go to I would like to go out. I've not been allowed out in 4 years to any nightclub or to anything. I would like to go to Warehouse Nightclub, and I want to find out, if I attend Warehouse Nightclub with my girlfriend, then will I go to prison? Is that an arrestable offence?
Sir, you know what? What I'm going to advise you to do is speak to this...
Ian Raphael.
Ian Raphael,
yeah. He won't contact me back because he understands what's going to happen to the officers that he's supposed to be in charge of. When Jane Johnson was in charge of them, who was the last sergeant, she, as a gold member team, allowed access into the police computers and allowed information to be forged. She was transferred straight away once I recorded her conversation, and she was transferred to police and Royal Diplomatic Protection. Now she works in Royal Diplomatic Protection in Westminster, but she's walked away from her duties or the responsibilities that she had at the time to the officers and to make sure that their paperwork was correct, and now he's in charge of it. So these officers are still on active duty. I don't feel that I can leave my house. I can't even walk down my street because I feel that these officers are going to attack me and that they're going to manipulate the truth, and I'm going to end up with a sentence, because they would rather that happen to me rather than lose their mortgages or their pensions and face up to what they've really done themselves, the fraudulent paperwork in my ASBO.
Can we just record some details, yeah?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yep, pass.
Hello?
Yeah, so I'm just typing away.
Oh, that's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah. So just give me a couple of minutes and I'll see if I can get this, get some answers for you.
Thank you. They should have just done me for the trespass and I would have forgot the corruption. They never proved trespass in the buildings. They had enough chance.
Who's the person dealing with your case?
Well, Stephen Ellsmore is the developer of the application. He's done that under the order.
From a police perspective.
Yes, Steve Ellsmore, who's a PC, and he's been told to create the application, develop it, under Sir Holgan Howe Bernard's, the Commissioner of England and Wales, which is Sir Holgan Howe. He's told him to do it. He's told Jane to tell her officers to do it. Jane's told the officers to do it. Steve Ellsmore created it. Then Steve Ellsmore went to the Civic Centre and he spoke to Steve Ellis. Steve Ellis signed the forged paperwork that Steve Ellsmore had created, and they put the application against me. I went to court under the grounds that trespass hadn't been proved under none of the incidents cited in the application, And basically, I technically won the case, what the applicant had put against, what the respondent had put against me. When I walked out and went back home, somehow it got advertised in the newspapers that I was found guilty for the organisation of illegal raves. I hadn't even been arrested for something that was illegal, so I was quite shocked that this had happened to me. And then basically, at the end of it, after Steve Ellsmore used a load of CAD paperwork. He's used Sergeant Charles Mills, he's used Inspector Skinner's paperwork, he's used loads of them, and Douglas Skinner, and the list is endless to them. And basically, they forged all the timestamps and added CADs in, because the call centre, like 999 call centre timestamps, say CAD 500 happens every day, and that has a timestamp at 10 o'clock. CAD 525 can't have a timestamp of 9 o'clock earlier than the 500. This happens continuously through my paperwork. Then what made it even worse than that is there is Inspector Hamill. Inspector Hamill went and actually went outside the site of Progress Way. He made 10 different, he went there 10 different times because his grid reference number's been put in there. And he made 10 different calls to 999, used his own personal mobile number. And basically he created the CADs outside. Now you can see, if you look at the timestamps to the CADs, and you actually look at the X to Y location coordinates, you can see each 10 of these are in exactly the same place. But out of the 10 different ones, 10 different CAD numbers that he created to set me up, one of them, they forgot to block his name out. And it says Inspector Hamill calling on duty. Now, he made that, save like one of the calls he made at 1:59, and he was at grid number so-and-so. Now, if you look at the other CAD papers, 2 minutes before that, exactly the same grid reference number, another call was made from exactly the same place. So he basically made a phone call, put the phone down. 2 minutes later, he made another phone call to 999 off his mobile. Unless someone was standing on his toes and made this other phone call and didn't speak to him. The evidence that I have is overwhelming to the true facts to what really happened. The time can't go backwards. Yeah, trespass has to be proved inside a building, and under the Licensing Act, when you're inside a building, then it should be proved that a commercial building's run. At no point did any of these police officers none of these police officers actually went to any of the building owners and actually spoke to a building owner. But I gave them my CV of all the good work that I'd been doing in the community. Lock to Lock Festival, Kids with Cerebral Palsy, the list is endless. I was the manager of my community hall, and they went to every single one of these places rather than go to a building owner and follow the true lines of investigation, and they darkened all my contracts and my work. Now I can't get no work with these people again, and I'm sitting here upset that there's not even a building owner inside the whole application. I've got the folders. What I got set up for was 10 different events, and I knew I hadn't committed them and I wasn't the organiser to them. So what I'd done at the time was I went to the Facebook profiles of the true organisers and I copied their whole Facebooks. So I've got like 8 different folders here now that I've never handed to yourselves, and it is of all the true organisers' Facebooks. Yeah, I'm not super grass and I don't want to do their line of investigation, but...
Simon?
Yes, hello?
What I have done is I've sent this through for hopefully someone will be calling you back shortly. Okay.
I'd appreciate it. I don't even want to... Can I just get a CAD number? I don't want your name. I'd just like a CAD number to this call, please, if that's possible. I've got to ride another 4. I've ridden 4 years of it. I've got to ride another 4 years. I can't even go to a nightclub. I can't do anything right now. And they should. I went to court and I didn't attend a few times to court just to give them a chance to do the right thing. Because I have respect for the officers. I have respect for all police officers. I used to have good communications with them all until this happened. Yeah, like I'd save them. I've got pictures of me on YouTube at Notting Hill watching a load of officers, 2 women officers getting attacked. I had to run over and I covered them over and told everyone if they throw another pot. I've done so much for the officers, and when the times the crunch has hit, I've done the right things.
Okay. So, your CAD reference number is 06019/24/17.
Thank you, sir. And I'll be expecting a call back within 24 hours, supposedly.
Okay, sir. I've notified the correct department and made them aware of your complaint and that you're requesting a call back within 24 hours.
Thank you. Okay. I hope you have a good day, sir.
And you. Bye for now. Bye-bye. Bye.